Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
All right, so reading Chapter 9, Desire Tree of Devotional Service. I didn't copy the summary, so I have to read the summary off the board here. Okay, summary. A summary of Chapter 9 has been given as follows by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya. In this chapter, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita has devised a figurative example by describing, quote, the desire tree of bhakti. He considers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known as Vishwambar, to be the gardener of this tree because he is the main personality who has taken charge of it. As a supreme enjoyer, he enjoyed the fruits himself and distributed them as well. The seed of the tree was first sown in Navadvip, the birth site of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then the tree was brought to Purushottam Chaitra, or Jagannath Puri, and then to Vrindavan. The seed fructified first in Srila Madhavendra Puri and then in his disciple Sri Ishvara Puri. It is figuratively described that both the tree itself and the trunk of the tree are Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Paramananda Puri and eight other great sannyasis are like the spreading roots of the tree. From the main trunk, there extend two special branches, Advaita Prabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and from those branches grow other branches and twigs. The tree surrounds the entire world, and the fruits of the tree are to be distributed to everyone. In this way, the tree of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu intoxicates the whole world. It should be noted that this is a figurative example meant to explain the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll continue reading. I'll just read a couple of the verses and then we'll go to English after that. Okay, text one. Tam Srimad Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vande Jagat Gurum Yasyanukampaya Swapi Mahadim Sataret Sukam. Translation. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual master of the entire world, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a dog can swim across a great ocean. Purport. Sometimes it is to be seen that a dog can swim in the water for a few yards and then come back to the shore. Here, however, it is stated that if a dog is blessed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can swim across an ocean. Similarly, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, placing himself in a helpless condition, states that he has no personal power, but by the desire of Lord Chaitanya, expressed through the Vaishnavas and the Madan Mohan Vigraha, it is possible for him to cross a transcendental ocean to present Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gaura Chandra Jaya Dvaita Jaya Jaya Nityananda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is known as Gaura Hari. All glories to Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktagana Sarva Bhishta Purti Hetu Yanhara Smarana. All glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya headed by Srivas Thakur. In order to fulfill all my desires, I remember their lotus feet. Purport. The author here continues to follow the same principles of worship of the Panchatattva that were described in the 7th chapter of Adi Lila. Sri Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopa Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. I also remember the six Goswamis, Rupa, Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Shri Jiva Gopal Bhatta, and Das Raghunath. Purport: this is the process for writing transcendental literature. A sentimentalist who has no Vaishnava qualifications cannot produce transcendental writings. There are many fools who consider Krishna Leela to be a subject of art and who write or paint pictures about the pastimes of Lord Krishna with the gopis, sometimes depicting them in a manner particularly obscene. These fools take pleasure in material sense gratification, but one who wants to make advancement in spiritual life must scrupulously avoid their literature. Unless one is a servant of Krishna and the Vaishnavas, as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami presents himself to be in offering respects to Lord Chaitanya, his associates and his disciples, one should not attempt to write transcendental literature. Okay, so we'll just start here with the English. It is by the mercy of all these Vaishnavas and Gurus that I attempt to write about the pastimes and qualities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whether I know it or know not, it is for self-purification that I write this book. Purport: this is the sum and substance of transcendental writing. One must be an authorized Vaishnava, humble and pure. One should write transcendental literature to purify oneself, not for credit. By writing about the pastimes of the Lord, one associates with the Lord directly. One should not ambitiously think, quote, I shall become a great author. I shall be celebrated as a writer, end of quote. These are material desires. One should attempt to write for self-purification. It may be published or it may not be published, but that does not matter. If one is actually sincere in writing, all his ambitions will be fulfilled. Whether one is known as a great author is incidental. One should not attempt to write transcendental literature for material name and fame. Text 6. I take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who himself is the tree of transcendental love of Krishna, its gardener, and also the bestower and enjoyer of its fruits. Lord Chaitanya thought, my name is Vishvambar, one who maintains the entire universe. Its meaning will be actualized if I can fill the whole universe with love of God. Thinking in this way, he accepted the duty of a planter and began to grow a garden in Navadvip. Thus the Lord brought the desire tree of devotional service to this earth and became its gardener. He sowed the seed and sprinkled upon it the water of its will. Purport: in many places, devotional service has been compared to a creeper. One has to sow the seed of the devotional creeper, Bhakti Lata, within his heart. As he regularly hears and chants, the seed will fructify and gradually grow into a mature plant and then produce the fruit of devotional service, namely, love of Godhead, which the gardener, Malakara, can then enjoy without impediments. In the same way, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described, Tata rajastamo bhava kamaloba dasche cheta iter anavidam sitam satve prasidati. It's described in that particular verse in the Bhagavatam that at the time that loving service is established in the heart, the modes of passion, ignorance, and lust and desire disappear. And at that time, in the heart, the devotee feels great love and satisfaction for Krishna. And devotional service is established in the heart at that time. And then the devotee becomes happy. So in the same way, what we're seeing here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's also described very nicely in the Srimad Bhagavatam that way. Okay, text 10. All glories to Sri Madhavendra Puri, the storehouse of all devotional service unto Krishna. He is a desire tree of devotional service, and it is in him that the seed of devotional service first fructified. Purport: Sri Madhavendra Puri, also known as Sri Madhava Puri, belonged to the disciplic succession from Madhavacharya and was a greatly celebrated sannyasi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the third disciplic descendant from Sri Madhavendra Puri. The process of worship in the disciplic succession of Madhavacharya was full of ritualistic ceremonies, with hardly a sign of love of Godhead. Sri Madhavendra Puri was the first person in that disciplic succession to exhibit the symptoms of love of Godhead, and the first to write a poem beginning with the words, Ai Dina Dhyardra Nata, O Supremely Merciful Personality of Godhead. In that poem is the seed of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cultivation of love of Godhead. Text 11. The seed of devotional service next fructified in the form of Sri Ishwarapuri, and then the gardener himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became the main trunk of the tree of devotional service. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya, Sri Ishwarapuri was a resident of Kumarhatta, where there is now a railroad station known as Kumarhatta. Nearby, there is another station named Halisharaha, which belongs to the Eastern Railway. This railway runs from the eastern section of Calcutta. Ishwarapuri appeared in a Brahmana family and was the most beloved disciple of Srila Madhavendrapuri. In the last portion of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ancha 8, 28-30, it is stated, Ishwarapuri Goshani Kara Sripada Sevana Swahaste Karena Mala Murtradi Marjana Nirantara Krishna Nama Karaya Smarana Krishna Nama Krishna Lila Sunaya Anuksana Tushtahana Puri Tandre Kaila Alingana Varadila Krishna Tumara Hauka Premadana Say Haite Ishvara Puri Premera Sagara. At the last stage of his life, Sri Madhavendrapuri became an invalid and was completely unable to move. And Ishwarapuri was so completely engaged in himself in his service that he personally cleaned up his stool and urine, always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and reminding Sri Madhavendrapuri about the pastimes of Lord Krishna in the last stage of his life. Ishwarapuri gave the best service among his disciples. Thus, Madhavendrapuri, being very pleased with him, blessed him, saying, quote, My dear boy, I can only pray to Krishna that he will be pleased with you, end of quote. Thus, Ishwarapuri, by the grace of his spiritual master, Sri Madhavendrapuri, became a great devotee in the ocean of love of Godhead. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti states in his Gurvastaka prayer, Yasya Prashadad Bhagavat Prashado Yasya Prashadan Nagatika Topi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one is blessed by the mercy of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. End of quote. It is by the mercy of the spiritual master that one becomes perfect, as vividly exemplified here. A Vaishnava is always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but if he appears to be an invalid, this gives a chance to his disciples to serve him. Ishwarapuri pleased his spiritual master by service, and by the blessings of his spiritual master, he became such a great personality that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as his spiritual master. Srila Ishwarapuri was the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but before initiating Lord Chaitanya, he went to Navadvip and lived for a few months in the house of Gopinathacharya. At that time, Lord Chaitanya became acquainted with him, and it is understood that he served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by reciting his book, Krishna Lilamrita. This is explained in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Arikanda, chapter 11. To teach others by example how to be faithful, to be a faithful disciple of one spiritual master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, visited the birthplace of Ishwarapuri at Kumarhatta and collected some earth from his birth site. This he kept very carefully and used to eat a small portion of it daily. This is stated in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adikanda, chapter 17. It has now become customary for devotees following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go there and collect some earth from that place. Okay, verse 12. By his inconceivable powers, the Lord became the gardener, the trunk, and the branches simultaneously. Paramananda Puri, Keshava Bharati, Brahmananda Puri, and Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Vishnu Puri, Keshava Puri, Krishna Nanda Puri, Sri Nishinha Tirtha, and Sukhananda Puri. These nine sannyasi roots all sprouted from the trunk of the tree. Thus the tree stood steadfastly on the strength of these nine roots. With the sober and grave Paramananda Puri as the central root and the other eight roots in the eight directions, the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood firmly. From the trunk grew many branches, and above them innumerable others. Thus the branches of the Chaitanya tree formed a cluster or society with great branches covering all the universe. Purport. Our International Society for Krishna Consciousness is one of the branches of the Chaitanya tree.
Hari
Bol!
We're bona fide. Rectified, bona fide. Okay, text 19. From each branch grew many hundreds of sub-branches. No one can count how many branches thus grew. I shall try to name the foremost of the innumerable branches. Please hear the description of the Chaitanya tree. At the top of the tree, the trunk branched into two. One trunk was named Sri Advaita Prabhu and the other Sri Nityananda Prabhu. From these two trunks grew many branches and sub-branches that covered the entire world. These branches and sub-branches and their sub-branches became so numerous that no one can actually write about them. Thus the disciples and the grand disciples and their admirers spread throughout the entire world, and it is not possible to enumerate them all. As a big fig tree bears fruits all over its body, each part of the tree of devotional service bore fruit. Purport. The tree of devotional service is not of this material world. It grows in the spiritual world where there is no distinction between one part of the body and another. It is something like a tree of sugar. For whichever part of such a tree one tastes, it is always sweet. The tree of bhakti has varieties of branches, leaves, and fruits, but they are all meant for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are nine different processes of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. But all of them are meant only for the service of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, whether one hears, chants, remembers, or worships, his activities will yield the same result. Which one of these processes will be the most suitable for a particular devotee depends on his taste. Text 26. Since Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the original trunk, the taste of the fruits that grew on the branches and sub-branches surpassed the taste of nectar. The fruits ripened and became sweet and nectarian. The gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed them without asking any price. All the wealth in the three worlds cannot equal the value of one such nectarian fruit of devotional service. Not considering who asked for it and who did not, nor who was fit and who unfit to receive it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the fruit of devotional service. Purport. This is the sum and substance of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. There is no distinction made between those who are fit and those who are not fit to hear or take part in the Sankirtan movement. It should therefore be preached without discrimination. The only purpose of the preachers of the Sankirtan movement must be to go on preaching without restriction. That is the way in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the Sankirtan movement to the world. Text 30. The transcendental gardener Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed handful after handful of fruit in all directions, and when the poor, hungry people ate the fruit, the gardener smiled with great pleasure. Lord Chaitanya thus addressed the multifarious varieties of branches and sub-branches of the tree of devotional service. 32. Since the tree of devotional service is transcendental, every one of its parts can perform the action of all the others. Although a tree is supposed to be immovable, this tree nevertheless moves. Purport. It is our experience in the material world that trees stand in one place. But in the spiritual world, a tree can go from one place to another. Therefore, everything in the spiritual world is called alaukika, uncommon or transcendental. Another feature of such a tree is that it can act universally. In the material world, the roots of a tree go deep within the earth to gather food. But in the spiritual world, the twigs, branches, and leaves of the upper portion of the tree can act like the roots. Text 33. All the parts of this tree are spiritually cognizant, and thus, as they grow, they spread all over the world. I am the only gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick and distribute? Purport. Here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicates that the distribution of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra should be performed by combined forces. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he laments, quote, "How can I act alone? How can I alone pick the fruit and distribute it all over the world?" End of quote. This indicates that all classes of devotees should combine to distribute the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without consideration of the time, place, or situation. Text 35. It would certainly be a very laborious task to pick the fruits and distribute them alone, and still I suspect that some would receive them and others would not. Therefore, I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. In this connection, there is a song sung by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Inechi Ausadi Maya Nasibara Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Layo Tumi Magi Bhaktivinoda Prabhu Charane Padiya Se Harinama Mantra Laila Magia. The Sankirtan movement has been introduced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to dispel the illusion of Maya, by which everyone in this material world thinks himself to be a product of matter and therefore to have many duties pertaining to the body. Actually, the living entity is not his material body. He is a spirit soul. He has a spiritual need to be eternally blissful and full of knowledge, but unfortunately he identifies himself with the body. Sometimes as a human being, sometimes as an animal, sometimes a tree, sometimes an aquatic, sometimes a demigod, and so on. Thus, with each change of body, he develops a different type of consciousness with different types of activities, and thus becomes increasingly entangled in material existence, transmigrating perpetually from one body to another under the spell of Maya or illusion. He does not consider the past or future, but is simply satisfied with the short lifespan that he has gotten for the present. To eradicate this illusion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the Sankirtan movement, and he requests everyone to accept and distribute it. A person who is actually a follower of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur must immediately accept the request of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet, and thus beg from him the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If one is fortunate enough to beg from the Lord this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his life is successful. Text 37. I am the only gardener. If I do not distribute these fruits, what shall I do with them? How many fruits can I alone eat? Purport. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu produced so many fruits of devotional service that they must be distributed all over the world. Otherwise, how could he alone relish and taste each and every fruit? The original reason that Lord Sri Krishna descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to understand Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna and to taste that love. The fruits of the tree of devotional service were innumerable, and therefore he wanted to distribute them unrestrictedly to everyone. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore writes, Anarpita charim chirat karuna vatir nabkalau samarpayitum un natojvila rasam svabhakti sriyam hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spura tu vasachi nandanaha. There were many previous incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but none were so generous, kind, and magnanimous as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For he distributed the most confidential aspect of devotional service, namely the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhupada desires that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu live perpetually in the hearts of all devotees, for thus they can understand and relish the loving affairs of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Text 38. By the transcendental desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, water has been sprinkled all over the tree, and thus there are innumerable fruits of love of Godhead. Purport. God is unlimited and his desires are also unlimited. This example of unlimited fruits is factually proportionate even within the material context, for with the goodwill of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there can be enough fruits, grain, and other foodstuffs produced so that all the people in the world could not finish them, even if they ate 10 times their capacity. In this material world, there is actually no scarcity of anything but Krishna consciousness. If people become Krishna conscious by the transcendental will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be enough foodstuffs produced so that people will have no economic problems at all. One can very easily understand this fact. The production of fruits and flowers depends not upon our will, but upon the supreme will of the Personality of Godhead. If he is pleased, he can supply enough fruits, flowers, and so forth. But if people are atheistic and godless, then nature, by his will, restricts the supply of food. For example, in several provinces in India, especially Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, and other adjoining states, there is sometimes a great scarcity of foodstuffs due to a lack of rainfall. So-called scientists and economists cannot do anything about this. Therefore, to solve all problems, one must seek the goodwill of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by becoming Krishna conscious and worshipping him regularly in devotional service. Text 39. Distribute this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Let people eat these fruits and ultimately become free from old age and death. Purport. The Krishna consciousness movement introduced by Lord Chaitanya is extremely important because one who takes to it becomes eternal, being freed from birth, death, and old age. People do not recognize that the real distresses in life are the four principles of birth, death, old age, and disease. They are so foolish that they resign themselves to these four miseries, not knowing the transcendental remedy of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from all misery. But because they are enchanted by the illusory energy, people do not take this movement seriously. Therefore, those who are actually servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must seriously distribute this movement all over the world to render the greatest benefit to human society. Of course, animals and other lower species are not capable of understanding this movement. But if even a small number of human beings take it seriously, then by their chanting loudly, all living entities, including even trees, animals, and other lower species, will be benefited. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Haridas Thakur how he was to benefit living entities other than humans, Srila Haridas Thakur replied that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is so potent that if it is chanted loudly, everyone will benefit, including the lower species. Let's chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That was a good break to wake us up. Okay, a few more verses. Quote, text 40. If the fruits are distributed all over the world, my reputation as a pious man will be known everywhere, and thus all people will glorify my name with great pleasure. Purport. The prediction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now actually coming to pass. The Krishna consciousness movement is being distributed all over the world through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And people who are leading confused, chaotic lives are now feeling transcendental happiness. They are finding peace in Sankirtan, and therefore they are acknowledging the supreme benefit of this movement. This is the blessing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His prediction is now factually being fulfilled. And those who are sober and conscientious are appreciating the value of this great movement. You can just look around in the room here. We heard yesterday from Brigupati Prabhu how he came into Krishna consciousness in that particular framework, right? Confused, chaotic lives are now feeling transcendental happiness. Yeah. There you go. So this purport is given to us by Prabhupada, stating what is the benefit to get out of chaos and be happy. Okay. We'll skip this next purport. We'll just read the verse and then go on to the next verse. Text 41. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharat Varsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. Oh, continue on. Good time factor. All right, text 42. It is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence, and words. We'll read this one. There are two kinds of general activities, shreyas, or activities which are ultimately beneficial and auspicious, and prayas, or those which are immediately beneficial and auspicious. For example, children are fond of playing. They do not want to go to school to receive an education, and they think that to play all day and night and enjoy with their friends is the aim of life. Even in the transcendental life of Lord Krishna, we find that when he was a child, he was very fond of playing with his friends of the same age, the cowherd boys. He would not even go home to take his dinner. Mother Yasoda would have to come out to induce him to come home. Thus, it is a child's nature to engage all day and night in playing, not caring even for his health and other important concerns. This is an example of prayas, or immediately beneficial activities. But there are also shreyas, or activities which are ultimately auspicious. According to Vedic civilization, a human being must be God conscious. He should understand what God is, what this material world is, and who he is, and what their interrelationships are. This is called shreyas, or ultimately auspicious activity. In this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that one should be interested in shreyas. To achieve the ultimate goal of shreyas, or good fortune, one should engage everything, including his life, wealth, and words, not only for himself, but for others also. However, unless one is interested in shreyas in his own life, he cannot preach of shreyas for the benefit of others. This verse cited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu applies to human beings, not to animals. As indicated in the previous verse by the words, Manusya Janma, these injunctions are for human beings. Unfortunately, human beings, although they have the bodies of men, are becoming less than animals in their behavior. This is the fault of modern education. Modern educators do not know the aim of human life. They are simply concerned with how to develop the economic condition of their countries or of human society. This is also necessary. The Vedic civilization considers all aspects of human life, including dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. But humanity's first concern should be religion. To be religious, one must abide by the orders of God. But unfortunately, people in this age have rejected religion, and they are busy in economic development. Therefore, they will adopt any means to get money. For economic development, one does not need to get money by hook or by crook. One needs only sufficient money to maintain his body and soul. However, because modern economic development is going on with no religious background, people have become lusty, greedy, and mad after money. And they are simply developing the qualities of rajas and tamas, neglecting the other quality of nature, sattva. and the Brahminical qualifications. Therefore, the entire society is in chaos. The Bhagavatam says that it is the duty of an advanced human being to act in such a way as to facilitate human society's attainment of the ultimate goal of life. There is a similar verse in the Vishnu Purana, Part 3, Chapter 12, Verse 45, which is next quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. 43. By his work, thoughts, and words, an intelligent man must perform actions which will be beneficial for all living entities in this life and the next. We'll continue on with the next verse, 44. I am merely a gardener. I have neither a kingdom nor very great riches. I simply have some fruits and flowers that I wish to utilize to achieve piety in my life. We'll go on to the next verse. Yes, I am merely a gardener. Yes, okay. So, just a brief thing. I know time is flying. We'll just be a few minutes. I have so much to say. There's so many things, but at least we can understand that what we've read up to this particular point is that the Krishna consciousness movement, it means satatam kirtayanto mam yantatascha dridhavrata, that in order to execute Krishna consciousness properly, we have to chant Krishna's glories constantly, but we have to do this with great endeavor and with great determination. This is what's necessary. I see after all these years in chanting Hare Krishna that there's so many hurdles to cross, so many things that are coming up constantly on a daily basis. And if we don't endeavor with determination, these things can sideline us. We can become overcome by so many different modes of nature. Rajagun, Tamagun, especially. So, what's really important in us reading these particular pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to give us that feeling of determination, that this chanting of the holy name definitely is powerful. And Lord Chaitanya said that to develop this determination, to be determined, and to endeavor with that determination, we have to chant properly. So it's described by Lord Chaitanya, Tanarapi Sunichena Torodapi Shishnuna Amanina Manandena Kirtan Kirtaniya Sadahari. Kirtaniya Sadahari, that's the essence. To be constantly chanting and remembering the Lord. And we can't do that unless we feel humble, meek, devoid of false prestige, don't want any followers, tolerant like a tree. These are actually very important ingredients in developing this desire or endeavoring with great determination to chant the holy name of the Lord. So, Lord Chaitanya also has said, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam, to cleanse the heart. This is so important that our hearts are covered with so much dust. There's an example given like the heart is like like a mirror. And this heart is covered with the dust of material contamination. So just like you have your mirror there, if you look into the mirror with dust, you can't see who you really are in that mirror. But if you take a cloth and you wipe that mirror, then you can see who you really are. So our hearts, they're covered by this dust of material contamination since time immemorial. And to get rid of this dust is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it takes away that dust from the heart. And one actually begins to realize that they're not this body or this mind, body or mind, both. But it takes this endeavor with great determination. And it takes Tirnadapi Sinichuna. It has to be like this. So when we're reading these pastimes, we should see how we can actually produce this, develop this product of chanting the holy name properly. And if we chant it properly, immediately one will realize that we're not this body. That's the test. If we're chanting with determination and purity, the test is immediately you see yourself. And what is that self? It's actually a spirit soul. It's not this body. It's not the mind. It's the spirit soul. This is what you actually see if we chant the holy name properly. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the end of his life, he left us 8 stanzas. He's the Shikshastika. Shiksha means instruction. This is Lord Chaitanya's instruction. Astika means 8. So these 8 stanzas that were given to us by Lord Chaitanya, they're actually the essence of life. And we see that the Goswamis, the 6 Goswamis, and then on, they took those 8 stanzas of Lord Chaitanya and they wrote so many wonderful literatures, like the Nectar of Instruction, which is extremely powerful, the Nectar of Devotion. All these particular literatures came from the instructions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we as devotees, we have to take seriously this endeavor of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of the predecessor acharyas, of Srila Prabhupada, and we need to chant the holy name of the Lord properly so that we can actually develop love of God. And this is the Krishna consciousness movement, Chaitodarpanam Marjanam, to cleanse the heart from the mirror of the heart, sinful activities accumulated for thousands and millions of births. So this is what we've been reading about. I guess I still have a few verses to read. What if I just read the translation and don't get into the purports, okay? Real quick. All right. Although I am acting as a gardener, I also want to be the tree, for thus I can bestow benefit upon all. Just see how these trees are maintaining every living entity. Their birth is successful. Their behavior is just like that of great personalities, for anyone who asks anything from a tree never goes away disappointed. The descendants of the tree, the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, were very glad to receive this order directly from the Lord. The fruit of love of God is so delicious that wherever a devotee distributes it, those who relish the fruit anywhere in the world immediately become intoxicated. The fruit of love of Godhead distributed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such a great intoxicant that anyone who eats it, filling his belly, immediately becomes maddened by it, and automatically he chants, dances, laughs, and enjoys. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great gardener, sees that people are chanting, dancing, and laughing, and that some of them are rolling on the floor, and some are making loud humming sounds, he smiles with great pleasure. The great gardener, Lord Chaitanya, personally eats this fruit, and as a result, he constantly remains mad, as if helpless and bewildered. With his Sankirtan movement, the Lord made everyone mad like himself. We do not find anyone who was not intoxicated by his Sankirtan movement. Persons who had formerly criticized Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, calling him a drunkard, also ate the fruit and began to dance, saying, "Very good, very good." After describing the Lord's distribution of the fruit of love of Godhead, I now wish to describe the different branches of the tree of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Yeah, so this is the nectar. And there's so much you could say, and we know we have time, but at least we should take this verse in the Bhagavatam where it says, Kolair Doshanidhi Rajan, Asti Yeko Mahanguna, Kirtanareva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambajet. That is described that in this Kali Yuga, there's so many faults, gazillion faults all over the place. But still, there's one good quality in this age, and that is that simply by chanting of this Maha Mantra, one can become freed from material bondage and promoted to the spiritual kingdom, the transcendental kingdom. So we're handcuffed, but by chanting the holy name, you break the handcuffs. You get free of bondage. Like if you're tied up, somebody comes and cuts the bonds. You'll be so grateful. But then on top of it, if they tell you, okay, now you're promoted to this high position, you would be unbelievably ecstatic and so happy and so satisfied. And this is the Krishna conscious movement. When you take this up sincerely, you chant nicely, the bonds of this material world are cut and you become freed. So we need to have this determination though. We need to endeavor with great determination and desire to get out of this material world. And if we're smart, what is that? Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishnam Sango Pangasa Parsadam Yagnai Sankirtan Pranarya Jantihi Sumeda Saha. It's described that in this age of Kali, those that have sufficient brain substance, intelligence, they'll worship the Lord who is accompanied by his associates, the Panchatattva, by engaging in the Sankirtan Yajna. This is the essence of this movement. So let's chant together, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Thank you.